Proverbs 2:1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. 2:1-2. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. 2:1-3. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. 2:1-4. An high look and a proud heart and the plowing of the wicked is sin. 2:1-5. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but of every one that is hasty only to want. 2:1-6. The getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. 2:1-7. The robbery of the wicked shall destroy them, because they refuse to do judgment. 2:1-8. The way of man is froward and strange, but as for the pure, his work is right. 2:1-9. It is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. 21:10. The soul of the wicked desireth evil. His neighbor findeth no favor in his eyes. 21:11. When the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise. And when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. 21:12. The righteous man wisely considereth the house of the wicked, but God overthroweth the wicked for their wickedness. 21:13. Whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. 21:14. A gift in secret pacifieth anger, and a reward in the bosom strong wrath. 21:15. It is joy to the just to do judgment, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. 21:16. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. 21:17. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. 21:18. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous, and the transgressor for the upright. 21:19. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman. 21:20. There is treasure to be desired, and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. 21:21. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor. 21:22. A wise man scaleth the city of the mighty, and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. 21:23. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. 21:24. Proud and haughty scorner is his name, who dealeth in proud wrath. 21:25. The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. 21:26. He coveteth greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spareth not. 21:27. The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination. How much more when he bringeth it with a wicked mind? 21:28. A false witness shall perish, but the man that heareth speaketh constantly. 21:29. A wicked man hardeneth his face, but as for the upright, he directeth his way. 21:30. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. 21:31. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord.